This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of November 3rd, 2005.
High priest, police!
Bad cop. No donut.
Bad, 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 bad.
Cop, 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 cop.
No, 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 no. Donut, 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 donut.
It's under law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. Here's a look at what the police did to us this week. A sheriff's deputy in Fresno County, California, pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography on Monday. An Associated Press report says that Deputy Neil Edmiston admitted to possessing over 600 images of child pornography in exchange for a recommendation of a lenient sentence. A prosecutor recommended a 3-year sentence, but Edmiston may end up serving as many as 10 years, depending on the decision of a judge. He will be sentenced in February. A police officer in Sunnyside, Washington, was arrested earlier this month on a domestic abuse charge. The Yakima Herald Republic says that Sergeant Jose Trevino was arrested on October 9th after he got rough with his ex-wife during an argument over the use of a car. Trevino was charged with fourth-degree assault and has been suspended from his job with pay. A police officer in St. Paul, Minnesota, was arrested last Friday for drunk driving. WCCO reports that Officer Thaddeus Schmidt rolled the vehicle he was driving. He was released on his own recognizance. Police in Madison, Wisconsin, used pepper spray to break up a Halloween street party on Saturday night. WEAU reports that revelers gather annually on a downtown street for the event. Police arrested hundreds of partygoers during the 48 hours leading up to the dispersal. There were no reports of any property damage or serious injury at the event. A Kansas City, Missouri police officer pleaded guilty to stealing money from a motorist on Monday. According to an Associated Press report, Officer Mershon Pope was arrested in March and charged with misconduct in administration of justice. He pulled over a federal agent who was posing as a non-English-speaking Latino driver and took $250 from him during his arrest. The money was found later in Pope's home. He faces 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine when he is sentenced. The family of a boy who was killed by a Chicago police officer in a hit-and-run accident filed a lawsuit on Monday. According to the Associated Press, the boy was killed when he was struck by a car driven by Officer Charlton McKay on September 22nd. On October 20th, he was charged with reckless homicide, leaving the scene of a fatal accident, and filing a false police report. The lawsuit claims that McKay was drunk and speeding at the time of the accident. He was suspended from his job without pay when he was charged. A Lincoln, Illinois police officer who was accused of growing marijuana in her basement was sentenced to 20 years in prison last Friday. According to the Decatur Herald and Review, Officer Diana Short received a 5-year sentence for unlawful manufacture of marijuana, 2 years for official misconduct, 2 years for owning an illegal firearm, 1 year for perjury, and 15 years for conspiracy. She is alleged to have asked others to manufacture methamphetamine to raise funds for her bail. Short and her husband were both arrested in December 2004. Their daughter has also been sentenced on charges connected to her parents' case. 4 police officers in Carpentersville, Illinois, have been suspended in connection with the April 4th beating of a man. The Elgin Courier-News says that officers dragged the man between 2 buildings at an apartment complex and severely beat him in front of witnesses. The man who was beaten was taken to the hospital, and he filed a complaint about the beating the following day. Officers Victor Lizotte and Jose Mendez were both suspended for 30 days without pay. Officer Jacob Kramer was suspended for 25 days, and Officer Nathan Hartley was suspended for 20 days. None of the officers has been charged with a crime. The former chief of police in Piwee Valley, Kentucky, pleaded guilty to official misconduct last Tuesday. The Oldham Era says that pornography charges against Steve LeClaire were dropped in exchange for the plea. LeClaire received a $200 fine and a conditional discharge, which means that he will not have to go to jail unless he breaks the law again. He resigned from his job in April. A police officer in Arlington Heights, Ohio, was indicted by a grand jury last week on a sexual misconduct charge. WLWT reports that Officer Paul Smith is accused of lifting up the skirt of a woman who he had arrested last spring and inappropriately touching her.
Toronto Ambulance, where do you need us?
Hello, how you doing, man? BC Honorado.
Hey, headquarters?
Apparently we had a member.
Is that 40 College?
Yeah, 40 College. Male appears to be deceased.
Deceased?
Yeah, he appears to be deceased on the front bench.
Lovely. Can I have your badge number?
Sure, 6388.
6388. Now, you've checked on this guy? He's not breathing? No. Unconscious?
No, actually, it was another PC who works in the building. Her and her supervisor just were walking outside and looked over, saw this guy, and they said, hey, you know what, I think we gotta go check on this guy. Look, he doesn't look too good. They went over there, and the information from her is that he appears.
Okay, so one of your officers basically says he's
sick. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do you have any age on him, rough estimate?
No, apparently he's like, she said, she described him as like a street person.
A street person, okay.
An older guy. He's like right where like our stairs are to walk in. To walk into the building, he's like right there on the bench.
Okay.
Right off the sidewalk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got we're on the way. Fire's coming too.
Okay. 52 as well, or I mean, we got
to. Oh yeah, this will be a tiered response. So, I mean, everybody's going to be coming.
Exactly.
So.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I guess there's nothing we can do right now for him. So because you're inside, he's outside.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
I mean, there's coppers who saw him are out there with him, just standing by. So whenever the tiered gets here, they'll point him out, obviously.
Okay. All right. We'll get somebody out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
All right. Bye.
A woman in Toronto is appealing a decision which cleared police officers of any wrongdoing after they discovered her husband, who had suffered a heart attack in front of police headquarters. The woman believes that police failed to get help from her husband because they believed he was a homeless person. An investigation revealed that the man was alive when he was discovered by police, but a 911 call made by police reported a dead street person. The man was not homeless and had suffered a heart attack on his way home from a gardening convention. The man's wife believes that he would have received prompt medical attention if the police did not think he was a homeless person. A police officer in Betchuana, Ontario, was charged on Tuesday with a sexual assault he allegedly committed in the 80s. Sue Today reports that Constable Bradley Surrette was accused of sexually assaulting a person while he was off duty. Surrette has been suspended indefinitely and will appear in court next on December 5th. A provincial police officer in Quinte West, Ontario, was charged this week in connection with a traffic accident involving his police cruiser 2 weeks ago. The Sterling Community Press says that Sergeant Rene Menard was charged with failing to yield from a driveway. A police officer in Quebec City was sentenced last week to 5 years in jail for multiple sexual assaults which occurred over a 30-year period. The CBC says that Raël Lajoie previously pleaded guilty to dozens of sexual assaults. He also pleaded guilty to multiple counts of criminal harassment, threatening, assault, and obstruction of justice against 9 different known victims. In one case, he was accused of raping a child under the age of 5. His crimes took place between 1973 and 2004. Some of the charges against him were dropped in exchange for his guilty plea. A former Lancaster, New Hampshire police officer has been extradited to New Jersey to face charges of kidnapping a 15-year-old boy. New York Newsday reports that Officer George Nugent met a boy in Galloway, New Jersey in August and attempted to chain him to the inside of his van. The boy escaped but still had part of the chain around his neck when he found help. The chain had to be cut off with bolt cutters. Investigators discovered that Nugent had an internet relationship with the child for 1 year before the alleged attack. Nugent also worked as a police officer in Northumberland and Litchfield. A Tyngsborough, Massachusetts police officer was arrested on Sunday after he used his firearm to threaten a woman who he was involved with. The Lowell Sun reports that Officer Daniel Smith is charged with criminal domestic threatening and criminal reckless conduct. The incidents happened several months ago in the officer's home. An investigation began on Friday after police became aware of the allegations. Smith remains on paid administrative leave while the case is investigated. A Boston police officer was arrested for domestic assault in August, and the arresting police department kept his arrest a secret from the press. The Boston Herald says that Officer Terrence Miller was arrested after a victim claimed that he beat her and ripped a phone out of the wall during an argument with her in her home. The Brookline, Massachusetts Police Department have not been able to explain the absence of the arrest report from a weekly release provided to the media, which documents all arrests. Miller was arrested again in September for violation of a restraining order. He will appear in court next on November 14th. A police officer in Middletown, New York, has been suspended until further notice over an April incident where a man claims that his jaw was broken when he was punched while handcuffed. The Middletown Times-Herald reports that Officer Pat Moser is accused of beating the man after he arrested him for leaving a KFC without paying for his $6 meal. The man claims he was held in a cell for 5 hours without medical treatment. When he was released, he sought medical treatment on his own for a jaw which was broken in two places and several missing teeth. After 9 hours of surgery, the man's jaw was wired shut for 2 months. An investigation began last week after the officer's credibility was called into question at the man's trial.
My thought is that the saying, when it rains, it pours, is starting to come true, and I hope the storm stops soon so I can survive it. When I find out more facts and the results of the charges, then I may make a different decision, but I feel I made the right one at this point. Sure, it's going to be questioned. They all are.
It's unbelievable at this point. You wonder where the morals are up here in Oswego.
This is getting to be a bad place. I mean, you can't trust anybody. Anybody that's in office, you just can't trust them.
I don't know. I think they're going to find a lot more than what's going down.
A police officer in Oswego, New York, was arrested last Wednesday for stalking his ex-girlfriend. Capital 9 News says that Officer John Brasington is charged with first-degree harassment. He's been suspended without pay, pending the outcome of an investigation. Brasington will appear in court next on November 7th. A police officer in Malone, New York, was arrested last Wednesday over his alleged involvement with a 17-year-old runaway. The North Country Gazette says that Officer Scott Mulverhill has been charged with second-degree criminal trespass, official misconduct, and obstruction. This is not the first time he has been in trouble. Mulverhill was suspended for 2 weeks in August for a violation of department policy. He was suspended in September until the time of his arrest while an investigation into further violations was conducted. He was arrested in 2002 for a deer hunting violation. Mulverhill faces 3 years in jail and a $3,000 fine if he is convicted. He is currently free on his own recognizance. A police officer in Ringwood, New Jersey, was arrested last Thursday for tipping off a ring of steroid dealers about an investigation. An Associated Press report says that Officer Paul Kleiber's arrest was the result of a 14-month-long investigation, which also saw two other officers arrested. Kleiber was working undercover to try to buy steroids in a gym in July 2004 when he is accused of informing the dealers of an investigation. He is charged with official misconduct, conspiracy, and hindering prosecution. Kleiber faces a possible 10-year sentence if he is convicted. Last year, Pompton Lakes Officer Dennis DePrima and Passaic County Deputy Jerry Ward were arrested in the same case. A police officer in Englewood, New Jersey, was arrested on Friday for not arresting two women who he observed smoking marijuana in August. The Herald News reports that Officer Joseph Martin became the subject of an investigation after the women were arrested by police in a nearby town. Martin is charged with official misconduct and is free on his own recognizance. He has resigned from his job. Two Philadelphia police officers were caught by a security camera having sex while they were on duty last Tuesday. WCAU reports that the two unnamed officers both work in the city's 12th district and both had at least 8 years on the job. They were observed by a security guard pulling their car into a secluded location and letting two women out of the back seat of their squad car. The women then proceeded to perform oral sex on the officers. When the security guard alerted the officers to the fact that they were being observed by a security camera, they quickly left the area. Police say that an investigation is being conducted. A Summerhill, Pennsylvania police officer was arrested last Thursday for dealing steroids. WJAC reports that Officer Brock Henderson had 800 steroid pills in his possession when he was arrested. Hendrickson is free on a $5,000 bond. An investigation is ongoing, and more arrests are expected. The city of Allentown, Pennsylvania, will settle two lawsuits claiming excessive use of force by police officers for nearly $30,000. The Allentown Morning Call says that one case involved Officer Moises Gonzalez dragging a handcuffed suspect and injuring him. That case was settled for $15,000. In the other case, narcotics officers are accused of trying to retrieve a small bag of cocaine from a man's mouth by severely beating him. That lawsuit was settled for $14,000. A West Virginia University police officer was charged with battery and destruction of property last Wednesday. An Associated Press report says that Officer Kenley Reeves was arrested after he was accused of slamming a school custodian against the hood of a car on October 13th, injuring the man and causing more than $1,000 worth of damage to the vehicle. Reeves is on administrative leave with pay. A Shelby County, Tennessee sheriff's deputy was arrested in a drug raid last week. WREG reports that Deputy Denford Galloway was one of eight people arrested in the operation. He is accused of playing several roles in the drug ring, including storing drugs at his home, using proceeds of drug transactions to purchase real estate, and using law enforcement databases and his personal knowledge to help cocaine dealers. An investigation is continuing. A Cumberland County, North Carolina sheriff's deputy was arrested last Wednesday on multiple drug charges. WRAL reports that Deputy Terhonda Leach is charged with trafficking cocaine and possession with intent to deliver marijuana. She was the subject of a month-long investigation. Leach is being held on a $300,000 bond. Her mother and sister were both arrested at the same time and face similar charges. A police officer at Duke University in North Carolina was charged with domestic assault on Monday. WRAL reports that Officer Frank Jacobs is on administrative leave pending the results of an investigation. A school resource officer in Spartanburg County, South Carolina, was reassigned after he left his gun in the parking lot of a school where he worked. WYFF reports that the unnamed deputy had placed his weapon on top of his police cruiser before leaving it behind when he drove away. The weapon was found later by a passerby who reported it to authorities. The deputy no longer works in the schools. A Fernandina Beach police officer became the fourth to be charged in connection with an ongoing investigation into alleged sexual contact between police officers and a minor. WJXT reports that Officer Ernest Haskins was arrested last Friday after a Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigation of a sexual assault complaint from a minor. The three officers who have already been charged are Christopher Duffy, James Branning, and Joseph Ramia. Two Clearwater, Florida police sergeants have been suspended for 30 days without pay for having an affair with a female officer. According to the Clearwater Times, Sergeants Stephen Baginski and Brian McCauley were found guilty of engaging in behavior that adversely affected morale in the department. They are accused of having affairs with Officer Angela Wainos, whose husband also works as a Clearwater police officer. The affairs took place in 2003 and 2004. Wainos resigned from the department in January. The suspensions for Baginski and McCauley began on Monday and continue through November 22nd. A police officer in Level Plains, Alabama, was arrested last Wednesday for extorting money from drivers to let them out of traffic tickets. The Dothan Eagle says that Officer Leonard Sherwood targeted Latino drivers with a poor command of the English language. He's accused of accepting money in exchange for getting rid of traffic tickets. Sherwood is charged with two counts of bribery of a public official. A district attorney is seeking a court order preventing him from ever working in law enforcement again. A Butler County, Alabama sheriff's deputy was arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol on Monday. WSFA reports that Deputy Keith Hall had an accident while driving his squad car. When the police discovered Hall, he was walking around with a gun in his hand, intoxicated and disoriented. He is free on a $1,000 bond and will appear in court next on December 19th. A police officer in Montgomery, Alabama, was arrested on Sunday after he attempted to elude police in a high-speed chase. An Associated Press report says that Officer Marquez Norman was riding with two other motorcyclists who attempted to escape police from three different jurisdictions before giving up at a roadblock. Norman and his friends have been charged with reckless endangerment and attempting to elude police. 45 New Orleans police officers were fired on Friday for abandoning their posts before Hurricane Katrina. An Associated Press report says that 15 other officers resigned when they learned they were under investigation for abandonment. Police were unable to account for 240 officers after the storm. Hearings for the other officers under investigation will begin in November and will take 6 to 8 months to complete. A police officer in Lafayette, Louisiana, was arrested on Tuesday on bank fraud charges. An Associated Press report says that Officer Barbara Parker has been charged with 3 counts of bank fraud and monetary instrument abuse. She was suspended in mid-October while an investigation was conducted after one of her friends noticed irregularities in her bank account.
You know, it's very disturbing, obviously, that to hear of a situation like this. Told us that he, in fact, had an encounter with this particular female, but that it was consensual.
A San Antonio, Texas police officer was arrested on Sunday for allegedly raping a woman while he was on duty. KSAT reports that Officer Ruben Sines has been accused of stopping a woman for a traffic violation and threatening to arrest her if she did not have sex with him. The woman says that the officer followed her to her home, where the assault is alleged to have taken place. Sines is the second San Antonio police officer charged with rape this year. Officer Dean Gutierrez was arrested and charged with sexually assaulting a transsexual in June. Last week, he was charged with a civil rights violation in the same case. A Houston, Texas police officer was indicted by a grand jury on Friday for abusing his law enforcement powers. KTRK reports that Officer J. Eric Matamoros was charged with official oppression. He's accused of sexually harassing a woman by making unwanted sexual advances, requesting sexual favors, and verbal and physical conduct of a sexual nature. The officer is accused of trying to kiss the woman and touch her breasts and genitals. Matamoros has been suspended from his job indefinitely. An El Paso, Texas police officer was arrested on Monday for using excessive force during the arrest of a child. KVIA reports that Officer Moises Avila was accused of chasing down a 14-year-old boy after responding to a call in August and then beating him with a flashlight. He's been charged with injury to a child. The El Paso Police Department fired Avila in September. He is currently free on a $1,000 bond. A Farmington, New Mexico police officer was arrested in Colorado on Saturday after he fled from a state trooper who was pursuing his vehicle. The Associated Press reports that Officer Jason Nagel was driving a vehicle which refused to stop for a Colorado trooper who discovered the vehicle speeding. Nagel and one of his two passengers fled after the car drove into a barbed wire fence after a short chase. Nagel was arrested at a nearby campsite a short time later. He has been suspended from his job without pay and is currently free on a $5,000 bond. A former Tucson, Arizona police officer is back behind bars as of last Thursday for violating the terms of his probation. According to the Tucson Citizen, Charles Walter was serving a 3-year probation sentence as a sex offender. He arranged to meet a person over the internet who he believed was a child but who was actually a police officer. His probation officer accused him of multiple violations, including possession of sexually explicit material, unauthorized contact with a person under 18, and associating with criminals. Walter was the subject of an investigation for luring a child 4 years ago. He remains in custody with no bond until a hearing on November 17th. A man died last Thursday after he was shocked with a taser by police officers in San Leandro, California. Two lawsuits have been filed in Sacramento County, California, by the families of two men who were killed after being shocked with tasers by police. One of the victims died in his home in Elk Grove in November 2004, and the other died at the Sacramento County Jail 1 month later. The lawsuits both claim that police used excessive force when they used the weapons. Both also accuse Taser International, the makers of the weapon, of misrepresenting its product to law enforcement agencies. Six people have died after being shocked by tasers in the Sacramento area in the past 2 years. Police in Franklin, Tennessee, are now prevented by police policy from shocking a person with a taser more than two times. The local chief of police says that he has some serious concerns about the safety of the weapons and has called for further study of the devices. Some sheriff's deputies in Grand Traverse County, Michigan, will soon be armed with tasers. The county's insurer offered the department a grant to cover the cost of 9 of the devices in the hopes that the investment will pay off in the form of less complaints about use of excessive force by officers. The police department in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, is trying to raise money so that they can purchase 30 tasers for their officers. The department says their budget prevents them from purchasing the weapons. Other than the killings already reported on this program, police also killed people this week in San Jose, California, West Jordan, Utah, Thunder Bay, Ontario, New York City, Daytona Beach, Florida, and San Antonio, Texas. That's all for Bad Cop No Donut this week. Feel free to send in your comments and story ideas. We count on you to keep us up to date with what the police are doing where you live. The email address for this program is ron@ckln.fm. Bad Cop No Donut is produced at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto and can be heard in Olympia, Washington on Free Radio Olympia 98.5 FM. I'm Ron Anisich. Thanks for listening. Police brutality. Police brutality. I'd like to see a mountain dead cop in front of me. Every time I go out hanging with my friends, boys are the same way, knives across my head. Police brutality. Police brutality. Not a cop, crazy cop, any cop you don't fucking stop. Every time I go out hanging with my friends, don't just stand away, thanks for my head. Police brutality.